Okay, we're up to Tesh Amud Aleph, about six lines on the top. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yecha. Rabba. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name Rabbi Yecha, "May receive that which is written in the pasuk. Yiras Hashem, those who fear God, Tais of Yamin will live a long life. Ushnois Hashem, the years of the wicked Tikterna will be shortened." So we learn this: Yiras Hashem, Tais of Yamin, the fear of God should add days. Zem Migdash Rishon, that's referring to the first Beis Hamigdash. Sha'amad arba meyed v'esashanim, it stood for 410 years. And v'leishimish boy, in total, how many kainim served? Elo yutches kainim delim, only 18 kainim delim. Others have a version of 12. Others, Torah brings 8, because in the Divra Yamin, when it calculates the kainim, it only mentions a lot less. Some say that it starts from Pinchas all the way down, so it's not only during the temple. Some say that it counts, there were 9 kohenim, but each kohen had a zgan, had a deputy, so the total is 18. Different ways of calculating it. However, Shnois Hashem Tikitzena, the years of the evil were shortened. Zem Migdashani, that's the second temple, Sha'amad, that stood, Dalad Meyez Ve'esim Shana, stood for 420 years. The Shimshaba Yoysed, and how many kohenim Dalim served it? They served it more than Shalosh Meyez Kohenim, 300 kohenim. Same mehem, and out of the 300 kainim, a couple of them are good ones. So one of them take away Mem Shana 40 years, Shimish Shimon Tzadik. Shimon Tzadik served for 40 years. Ushmainin, there were 80 years. Shimish Yechonin Kohen Godel, Yechonin Kohen Godel served. There's Eser, Shimish Yishmol Ben Pabi. There were 10 years that Yishmol Ben Pabi served. And Ba'amni, the others say, Yud Aleph, 11, Shimish Bar Abelazim and Charsis. Rabbelazar ben Chasas is a very wealthy man, and the Gemara says if anybody ever passes away and comes to heavenly court and they ask him, why didn't you learn Torah? He said, because I was a rich man, too busy. So they would say, look at Rabbelazar ben Chasas, he had 1,000 cities, 1,000 ships, and yet he was able to study Torah. So if you deduct this 141 years, Mikan ve'elech, from here on in, Tzei v'chashev kol echev echev, you'll count, you'll see that every Kohen didn't live more than a year, or even less than a year, because they were corrupt. They bought their positions, and therefore they didn't make it the year. They didn't make it Yom Kippur. So I mean, make less than a year to get 300. Okay. Let's see if there's any Rashi here. No Rashi. Some say that these kohenim gadolim were corrupt. Rashi called them neshoim. Some say that compared to our times, they were big tzaddikim. What did these people do? They sold all their possessions to be able to be a kohen gadol and walk into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. After the first few kohenim died on Yom Kippur, they already realized that there's something to it here, that if you're going to go in and you're not ready for it, you're not suitable, you're going to die. And yet they continued, 300 of them. Why they continue? Because they... for them, it was worth to give up all their worldly possessions so they can have a glimpse of something holy, of the Shekhinah of God, for just for 1 minute. Today, we give up all our gods just so we have a glimpse of some money for 1 minute. So who's better? Says Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Tarsa, there was a rabbi called Rabbi Yechon, the son of Tarsa. There's a story, two versions of the story, but there was a guy who sold an animal to a non-Jew to work. It was an excellent work of this animal. But came Shabbos, the animal refused to work. This goy couldn't understand. Sunday, started working again. Following Shabbos, anything happened. So he went to the Jewish owner and said, look, what's going on here? So the Jewish owner said, I understand, leave it to me. The Jewish owner went to this cow and started talking to the cow and whispered something in the cow's ear on Shabbos. And immediately afterwards, the cow started to work. So the goy said, what happened here? So he said, this cow used to work for me. And that Jew is not allowed to have his animals working for him on Shabbos. So he had to rest. He doesn't realize that I sold him to a goy. So there's two versions now. Either one version is the person who sold the cow. His name was Rabbi Yechiel ben Tarsa. Or it was the actual goy who bought the cow and he said, wow, if a cow behaves like a Jew and the Torah, imagine me. A person should definitely understand the Torah and behave like a Jew. So he went and converted. And so the other version is Rabbi Yechiel ben Tarsa himself, he was... the guy who became a Yid, and he called himself Yechon, the son of the cow. Torah is a cow. There was a Mishkan called Shiloh that lasted for 369 years. Why was this Mishkan destroyed? There were two terrible things that occurred. The Gilo Aray is there was promiscuity and there was Ubizayin Kachim. They insulted the Karbonis. Gila arose. In what way? What way was the promiscuity received? So the pasuk, the Eli Zokimoid, Eli the high priest was aging. The Shomas Kol Asher Yaseh Bono Chol Yisrael heard everything that his children did to the Jewish people. They said Yishkunas Hanoshim that they used to sleep with the women had Sovi Pesach Moed. They used to stand by Pesach Moed. But Avagav, even though the Amar of Shmuel Bar Achmeni Amar Yechem, even though Shmuel Bar Achmeni said in Amar Yechem, Kol Oim Bnei Eli Chato Ein El Toya, whoever says that the children of Eli sinned is making a mistake. The Toich Sheshahu Es Kinein, because the children of Eli, when women used to come, and they part of their after they gave birth, after the mikveh, they would also bring a carbon called a kinah, and he would hold them back. They weren't in a rush to bring it up straight away. They would hold them back, and because they hold them back, the women didn't go back to the husband. So it's as if they slept with these women. Mia Maila Olei and Akasa Teda considers it Kilu Shachvim as if they slept with these women, and that's why the Mishkan of Shiloh was destroyed because the Kohenim misbehaved. Bizoy Kachem, how did they insult the Kabbalists? The Chassidut says, Gambeterem Yaktirun as a Chalif. Even before they brought up the fat, Uvonar Akoyin came along, one of the young men of the Koinim. Vaoman would say to this Jewish person, Yisrael, each has a way after the person who's Shachting, Tanob Rosa, Litzes the Koin. Give me some fresh meat so that we can roast it for the Koin. We don't want from you the cooked meat, we want from you the raw meat. And this Yisrael would say to him, first, kata yaktidun kiyayim ha-chelev. First, let me go ahead and roast on the mizbeach the fats. And v'kach l'cho kacha tav nashch. And then that will take whatever you want. Well, man, the kohen says, no. Ki ata titi, you give me now. I come first. V'im lo'in, if you won't give me now, l'kach ti v'chazak, I'll take it by force. So we see from here that what? That it's as if they insulted the kachim when they come before the mizbeach does. So that's why the Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. And the pasuk then concludes, "Vatihi chatas anorim gedolimai." The sin of these young people were terrible. Panei Hashem, in the eyes of Hashem, kiniyatsu. They antagonized the anoshim as minchas Hashem. They antagonized Hashem over his carbon. Rashi at the top of the page shows kinein, showing mevias b'malayis imela dasan. When they after the way the days that you wait after a boy or a girl, litoyet if you can become pure lechol bekachim. So they can eat kachim again, eat karbonas. And these kainim were arrogant. And they were no rush. Don't rush me. The women would wait there, leave the husband at home. They would wait there until they brought him up. They delayed going back home to the husbands. And they didn't have a relationship with the husband. The Baal Turim says that the word v'shachanti b'seichem, we just had the first basic meeting was 410, second was 420. This is what it says in the Gemara. It says, Hashem said v'shachanti osali migdash, you should make me a migdash v'shachanti b'seichem, I'll rest in them. Says the Baal Turim. The word v'shachanti includes both basic migdash. Shachanti is shachain tof yud. I'll rest there for 410 years. Shachanti is also sheini tof chaf. The second one will be 420 years. I once heard a Pinson by Fabringen. He's collecting money. They never told him to speak. He speaks every year. They never said to him. So he said this word, and he said, but also include the third base of Middash. Because Shochen is Gematria. Shochant, Tuf is 400, Shin is 300, Chof is 20, and Nun is 50, 770. He says that Shochant, the third base of Middash, Shochant is 770, and Yud is the 10 spheres. So the Rebbe includes all the 10 spheres of Klal Yisrael. Very nice. Okay. For rain.
Did the
give a big smile. Okay, Gemara. Migdash Rishim Nemachorev. Now that you're talking about destruction of the Mishkan, why Taka was the first base of Migdash destroyed? Everyone thinks that this Gemara is in Gittin with the rest of the destruction, but it's actually in Yuma, the Tesla base. Because why was the base of Migdash destroyed, the first base of Migdash? Because there are three things. Shahayibai, Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gila Arayah, from acuity, and Shvichas Dami, murder. How do you know? Avodah Zarah, see what it says, Ki Kotzer Hamatzah Mistareya, that the bed was too narrow from spreading. And what does that mean? My Kotzer Hamatzah Mistareya. What do you mean the bed was too short from spreading? Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kotzer Matzah Zem Mistarelo Shnei Dreim. What happens is that Achav brought another They brought another. He brought an idol into the Beis Hamikdash. So we're saying that in the Beis Hamikdash, there was not enough room to have Hashem, Beis Hamikdash, and an idol at the same time. Amaseich and the covered soda was too narrow of Yitzchanes from letting them enter. Amresh Malachmeni Kimoti Rabbi, which same idea. Kimoti Rabbi Yenshin like crow. Rabbi Yenshin never came to this pasuk. Bochi would cry. Amri said, "Man dichsibe regarding Hashem, what we say in Hal, Koin is kanen meayam." That he gathers together like a barrel of the waters of the ocean, that he can gather anything together, yet Nasalay Masekha is covered, Sarah. Suddenly there's not enough room for them. Because he had another idol. So they brought, no, this proves they brought idols into the Beis HaMikdash. That's sin number one. Sin number two is Gil HaRais. Where do we see that they had Gil HaRais? Because it said, Vayyamin Hashem, Hashem said, Yan, since, Kigav Ubenoi Tzion, that the daughters of Tzion are proud, Vatelach, that they go in the 2 years' garden, they go with stretched out necks, Umisakras in Noim, gazing eyes, Hullah, with Tophet Lech, they walk, they're floating, they're not just walking, they're floating, these women, Uvid Aglein, and with their legs, Te Achsena, which will soon see what it means, cause anger. Yan, since, Kigavu b'nai tzin. So watch out the pasuk. So look at this. Because the b'nai tzin, shahayu mahalchis, they used to walk arucha b'tzak tzara. The women want to look tall, so they always used to walk together with a short woman. So when you walked there with a short woman, they looked tall. They wanted to be pretty and tall and too attractive. But lachna, they walked in the 2 years got and the neck stretched out. Shahayu mahalchis b'koymas kufa, they went with their head held up high. I heard a good word. It says that by the zivug of Kasha Kikriyas Yamsuf, right? Beginning more Saita. That's compared to splitting the Red Sea. So the question was asked, well, how is it splitting the Red Sea? So when did the Red Sea split? But Nachshon Rav jumped in the water and he didn't split right away. He walked and walked in until he finally reached his nose. Reached his nose, the water split. What would be if his nose would have raised higher? He picks up his nose higher and higher. The water would never split. It had to wait till he gets to his nose. So this is the pasuk says over here that when people are arrogant, they're very picky, their nose are very high. Oh, this guy is worthy for me. So that's what's causing the yamsu, because you keep on raising your nose, the yam has to get higher to be split. Put your nose down a little bit. Okay. What do you mean that the eyes were gazing? They're having molen kuchle einein. They put a ton of makeup on them, especially on their eyes. Holach with top of tilachta, they were floating in the air. Shai mahalcha is ekim betzad goyel. They walked very deliberately, not big giant steps. They walked very slow, you know, very deliberately short steps, so that they should be in your eyes the whole time. Uver aglei and tachsena, and with their feet, they used to get angry. What do you mean? Amar abitzchok shai mevia is moiva parsman. They used to put these different spices. Umaniches b'manalei, and put it inside their shoes. Ukashamagiyas eats a bachi yisov. They saw a prospective bachelor boyutay. They would kick umatizal in some sand, and the sand would fall on this bacher umachnisim meyezhora, and then there was a perfume in that sand, and it aroused them, and instilled them meyezhora. Ka'adam, like a person bechos. It was in anger. When you kick, you're angry. You kick, and that's what it is. Rashi, Mishtareya Dorish Nutrikin Mihistareyach, even though it means a bed, we dash in Mishtareya as if it means, made up a few words, from reigning another friend in. In other words, you can't have an idol and the Abish at the same time. Shnei, Reim, Tselim, this is a statue, Shemin Manasha, Behecha, Manasha put into the base of Midrash, he put in an idol. Tzara, Lashon Reyes, Tzara's idea of having another partner. We find Kishtei Noshim, when a man marries two wives, each wife is called the Tzara of the other one. Makes it, Tzara literally means makes it narrow, because suddenly it becomes, you know, awkward and narrow. Lishechet, Kaasta Tzorosa, Vishal Achoy, Lazikal Tzora, so that's the Tzara, because it makes it narrow, makes it tight, you have to, you know, be careful where you walk. Says Maravite, Shvichas Damim, okay, you found so far idol worship, and you found so far, what do you call it? You found that there was all this behavior of promiscuity and all that. But where do you see there was murder? The Gemara says, the Chesiva says, Gam dam noki, innocent blood, shofach menashe, spill, harbe moed so much, adashemo yishlaim, per the page, filled your shlaim from one end to the other end. They filled your shlaim from one end to the other end. Abel migdashaini, but the second base of migdash. So your oiskin but taita mitzvahs. The second base of migdash, the people actually were better. The people learned taita and mitzvahs. Ugmilas chasadim, angmil chasadim, ipnei machadim. So why was that destroyed? In other places, we learned that the first base of migdash was destroyed for other reasons altogether. In the Darim, we have another reason because they barcha b'tayit chila. later on in Yom HaYoyim is because they didn't keep Shemitahs and Yevus. Anyway, that's why there were 70 years, because they didn't keep 70 Shemitahs. Bubble. Here the Gemara said, because those three reasons, Gila Roy, Shvichas Dom, and Avay Dezorah. What about the second base of Yiddish? They learned Taida, they were Shem Mitzvahs, they were from Eden. So why was that destroyed? Because there was Sinas Chinam. This is it. This is the even though everyone thinks it's in the story Kamsa by Kamsa, it doesn't say that those words there. This is in Maradia, Sinas Chinam. The Lama teaches you, Sheskula, Sinas Chinuk, Neshol Veda, Vezo Gila Roy, Shvichas Domim. To tell you that it equal these three, that sinas chinam is equal, you destroy Beis Hamidrash. So it's equal to Gila Arayish Chodam Avayizara, which is the cause for the destruction of the first Beis Hamidrash. Now the next line in Gemara is very hard to understand how it fits in, and the different gesuris that omitted actually. Rishayim hayd Rishayim, Elo shetolu bitchayim ba'kosh baruch. This that it says that they were Rishayim, but they relied on the Eibush. The Asal Hamidrash Lishon is referring to the Beis Hamidrash. They were Rishayim, but they relied on the Eibush. It says, Rosheh b'sheichet, the leaders all took bribes. Yishpoitu, that's how they judged. If you pay them off, or they used to buy their positions with their money. And b'nidiyah, and the prophets, b'kesev, yiksumu, you give them a couple of dollars, they'll profit or whatever you want. But v'lashem yishanu, they relied on the Eibush to say, Halo Hashem b'kibeinu, leisov elein yiroh, even though they were corrupt, but they still relied on the Eibush, and they said, because we rely on the Eibush to Allah Hashem b'kibeinu, therefore, lo yisave aleinu ra. Nothing is going to happen. Leficha, therefore, hey, the alein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gimel gzeidus. Therefore, the Eibush brought upon them three punishments. Connect, give avedus, should be on three avedus. Now, these three avedus can be referring to either the three avedus before avodah zarah, gilui reishis hadamim, or the three avedus in this pasuk here, the judges were crooked, the kohenim were crooked, and the levim were crooked. There were three punishments. Where were the three punishments? Because it's shnemar. It says in the pasuk, it says lochein therefore begalalchem, because of you, tziyan sadeh techadish, tziyan will be a plowed field, but ishalayim ayin tira shalayim will be totally destroyed, v'harabayis lebamaz ya, and harabayis will turn into the fire. So therefore, here three different punishments. Rashi, Rosha, B'shoich, Hedish, Poitu, Sefer, Kodan, Pazuch, Val Hashem, Yishenu, Lema, they rely on Eibush, Al Hashem, because Hashem is between us. Val Lehem, Amigdash, Vishikai, talk about the first base of Amigdash. V'sholot, Gzeide, Sada, Ayin, Obama's Yor, three, Ayin, and Rashi says, what's for Ayin? What kind of word is for Ayin? Says, Yishlayim will be Ayin. What does Ayin mean? So he says, he brings a Pasuk, Churba, B'matata, Hashmed. So he says that Ayin, like a, will be swept away, completely destroyed. Kmoi v'yob b'borod word mechasek hazav. It says in Shai, whatever it is, that should be totally wiped out. Says in what of Aite. Right now we're saying that both destructions were equal, and except here you did three avodas and he did one of his chinam, and yet it was equal. However, the Gemara continues. Gemara says, first of all, I ask a question. Very interesting. Uve migdash rishon lo have a besin chinam. You're telling me the second mission is right because of the sin is chinam. And the first mission is no sin is chinam. But Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, they screamed and they cried, people. And it says here, because this is what happened to my nation amongst all the Nesim of the Eden. Megure Chorev Hayus Ami, that they were scared. My people, lochein sapuk al yorech, and therefore el yorech, and therefore you should smack out of fear and everything else, because they cry, people dying. You smack your thighs. What do you mean they smack the thighs? Rabbi says, elu bnei adam. And what do you mean? Megurek yochada. They were scared of the people of God with the sword. What do you mean they were scared of the sword? Elu bnei adam sheoichlin v'shoyis zemzadi. The people who are socialized with each other, and yet v'doikin zezeh becharav v'shevul shaynim. They stab each other, not with knives, but they stab each other with the knives of the tongue. They have sharp tongues, and they're constantly, you know, zidling each other out. The sin is Yisrael. Sin is Chinam. Says the Gemara. That's the first base. It's talking about the first base of Midrash. Says the Gemara. Ahu. You know what that's talking about over there? Benesi Yisrael. Those are the leaders, the rabbis who hated each other. It wasn't the laymen. Because the first half of this pasuk says, "Zoak v'hilul ben adam," they scream, they wail the people. Kihi ha'isa ba'ami, because this happened amongst my nation. But Tanya, we learn, "Zoak v'hilul ben adam." Yochla, I would have thought, "Lekol," I would have thought that everybody was screaming and wailing. because of the stabbing of the sword. Tamaleime bechol nisi Yisrael. That's the same pasuk. Bechol nisi Yisrael. It's only the leaders. So interesting. As long as the leaders are fighting and the laymen are fighting, they don't deserve a chumash midrash. Maybe they're fighting in Shem Shemaim, fighting in these things. It's when the lay people get involved in the fight, that's when they have all the problems. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Tavayu. Interesting machlekes now. Rishonim, the first base of Migdash and his Gala Vayim is clear in the Psukim what their Aveda was. Gila Rosh Chodesh Aveda Zodah is Gala Kitzim. So they also will give it a fixed time how long they're going to be in exile and when they come back. 70 years on the back. Acharonim, the second base of Migdash, Shalain is Gala Vayim. We don't know exactly what the sin is. We have to learn out that it was sin is Chinim. Nowhere does it say anyway that it was sin is Chinim. There's no Psukim in the other second base of Migdash. Shalain is Gala Kitzim. We're never told when the Golos will end. Rashi, Shinizgala Avainim, Lahoya Mechasim Peshein, they didn't conceal their sins. Nizgala Kitzim, it says, Lafim Molas Labav Hashem Mishana, when the 70 years expire, six lines and narrow lines, Efkat Eschem, I'll remember you and take you out. Abacharainim Lain is Gala Avainim, B'nei Migdash Sheini, Yerushayim Hoya Besesa, because they were Shayim Tayyim Mitzis. But in the hearts, they hated each other. Says, what about Rabbi Yechon says the good old days is much better than today. Toiva, famous saying you'll find in many Sfarim when these rabbis who are very modest write about themselves. Toiva tzipoir noin shel rishayim. It is the better of the nails of the earlier generations, mikrisa shel achreinim, than the abdomen of the current generations. The lowest part of them is better than our big parts over here. They were such a high madrega. Says Yish Lakish, I disagree. Omer Yish Lakish, Adarab, Acharayim Adifi, the better, later ones are better. Why? Avagad Ligishim Malchul, even though today we have tzaras I never had before, we're oppressed by the different governments, Koski B'Teira. We today work harder, struggle harder to learn Teira, so we deserve more credit. Omalei said, I'll prove to you. So, interesting, Machlaid, Yish Lakish, Yish Lakish said, today better. Yish Lakish is about tshuva. So he says that, you know, today better because, you know, we do tshuva, and Amol didn't have this concept, and Rabbi Yechon says, no. That Amol was better than today. You always have these chassidim arguing, you know, always better. The olden days, today.
The
old chassidim. And Mendel Futter was always saying, today's the best. He was a contrary person. So Rabbi Yechon remains with his opinion. So, no, Amol, I'll prove to you. From the punishment. Amol, Bira Techi at the base of Midrash, prove to you, Shechazer Lidashainim. The first base of Midrash, although destroyed, they were given an opportunity to build it a second time. Second was destroyed, never rebuilt it. Shows you that they were more deserving then than we are today. Okay, a similar question. Shaulus Rabbi Lazar, who's a student of Rabbi Yechon. And Rishayim Gedelim Achrayim Gedelim. Who's greater, the old or the new? Amalehem, he said to them two versions. Why don't you look at your eyes at the Bira, the Beis Hamikdash? He can rather say, Amalehem, Eidech Bira, the Beis Hamikdash is testimony. Very difficult to understand what these two Lashonos are saying. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Bira Techiach, Beis HaMikdash. Even in the beginning of Masechta, we had a machlek, is it Bira, is it Beis HaMikdash? Or there's a section of the Beis HaMikdash called Bira. But here, everyone agrees, Bira means Beis HaMikdash. Because Rabbi Yechon is the one who said it. Rabbi Yechon there said, Reish Lakish said Bira is the entire Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yechon there said that Bira means a room in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's where the Kohen Gadol used to go for by Par Adumah. However, over here, Rabbi Yechon is the one who's saying Bira Techiach. Says Rashi over here, Rabbi Yechon agrees, Bida is the entire Beis HaMikdash. So there's the Bida, there's a generic name for the Beis HaMikdash, and sometimes Bida means a specific room. And that's what the argument is. Eidechem Bida, Binyan Habayis, Eidlechem Bedava. Rashi says that the construction of the Beis HaMikdash is proof. Shlechazalon, Nuvachazal Shain. It came back to us, came back to the first one. It seems from Rashi that both versions are saying the exact same thing. The only difference is whether he said Eidechem Bida, it's like a testimony, or just Bida Yechich. So Bida Yechich is not as strong as Eidechem. The difference between is Eidechem is like witnesses. Hechach is good for certain things, but Hechach is not good where you need witnesses. Hechach is not good enough. In other words, it's not a strong proof the fact that basically it's rebuilt and maybe they're given a second chance and now, you know, that's it. Waiting until Mashiach comes. But the second version is Eidechem Bira. It's not just a Techiah, it's an aid. It's like this is conclusive proof. However, the Shagizai is a beautiful pshat. He says it's actually a machlek is these two opinions. The Yerushalmi says, there was a big difference between the first Churban Beis HaMikdash and the second. Learn from Psukim. We say Zechayim Bnei Adam, Zechayim Bnei Adam, Esyem Yerushalayim Ha'aimim Oru Oru Ada Yisaybo Nalas Bava. So he said like this. This is Shami. Shami says the first Beis HaMikdash, the only thing that was destroyed was the ceilings, but the walls of the Beis HaMikdash remained erect.
In the second Beis Hamikdash, Ha'aminim Oru Oru Ad HaYisoid Bo, that they dug up the foundations and they dismantled everything that was there, completely uprooted the whole Beis Hamikdash. So the first answer was Bido Techiyachi. Okay, the first Beis Hamikdash. The first Beis Hamikdash it came back a second. The second never was rebuilt yet. But the second answer is no. The first answer is Bida Techich is look at the back of the Beis Hamikdash itself. The first Beis Hamikdash only the top came off, the ceiling. The second one, the Tai Beis Hamikdash came off. Now, Sinas Chinam gets to the roots. It's such an insidious poison that it destroys everything. So therefore, the whole Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. And the other proof is that this came back, this doesn't come back. That's the Shagat I learned. Sitting with the talking about Shlokish, Havisochi Beyardina, he was once bathing in the Yarden. Also, Rabba Barbachana lived in Babel, the Shlokish lives in Yisrael. But Barbachana once came, was in Yisrael once to learn. Saw the Shlokish in the water. Yavle Yod, they gave him a helping hand. Omale Elokos Aninluchum. Not very nice. Shlokish says to him, God hates you. The Chesiv, it says, he hates you because you come from Babel. What did he do wrong? It says in the Pasig, in the Leviyas, in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo says, Im Choymehu, if it's a wall, Nivne Aleh Tiras Kessel, let's build on it, what? A tower of silver. Very permanent. However, Vim Delos, if it's a door has a big door with a number of small doors inside it, then, not to Aleh Luach Edet, let's build there a wooden board made out of cedar. So we teach. If you make it like a wall, what do you mean like a wall? That entire Klal Yisrael, after the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in the end of the 70 years, when the Yavish and then Kodesh invited all the Yidin, Kodesh, the son of the Yavish, invited all the Yidin to come back and let's build it, and he gave the money for it, and he gave everyone permission to go. Only 42,000 and something odd Yidin came. The Levim didn't want to come, the Kohen didn't want to come, most Yidin didn't want to come. And he said to the Shlokish, if all the Eden would have came then, you had a chance to go to Yisrael. And most Eden were so comfortable in Babel, they didn't want to leave. And they were only there 70 years, and they already forgot about Yisrael. If all the Eden would have come, kechayma, like a wall, then it would not have been an achorim bayisheni. Then nimshaltim kekesev, then we would leave limited to Yisrael so strong, like silver, she'ein lekev shoybar. Silver doesn't rust. Achshel shalisim kedal, says he came like a door, doors opened, and of course parts of the door is closed, parts of the door is open. Is nimshaltim ke'edis, and then we're only like a cedar tree. What about a cedar tree? That it can rot. Shahurkiv, shahrekiv, shaylebay, that certain parts of it can rot. My edis, what do you mean by edis, cedar? Omer ulam and masgir. My, what do you mean masgir? Omer ababa, we lost something. A little bit remained, part of the door remains, and part of the door rotted. Baska. We used to be Ruchakei, it used to be Nevius, and now it's Baskel. Kiritani, Shemeshu Nevi'im Acharein, when the last Nevi'im passed away, Chagis, Chai Malachai, Nistalke Ruchakei, this is the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash, Ruchakei just appeared, Mi'isrol, Vadayin Mishtamshim Baskel. So it's like a door. We lost some, we gained, we only have some left. So the Shlokish had a tiny team. Now, very interesting. I haven't seen any Mepharshim say this, but in Gemara Ksuvis, the Gemara said there were three, in the end of Gemara Ksuvis, the Gemara said the Abishim made three vows of the Eden. And the first vow was the Gzeidah Shlayalu Bechayma. We're not allowed to go. The Rashi says Bechayma Bechazaka with strength. That's why all the people who are against going to Israel is because it says Shlayalu Bechayma. You're not allowed to take over Israel by force. And that's why, here's the only other place where we have the word Bechayma. And what does the Gemara teach here? Bechayma? The Gemara teaches. What does Bechayma mean? The entire Klal Yisrael. He says if you would have gone from Babel to Israel, Bechayma, everybody together, then basically you would have been destroyed. So you go back to Gemara there, it would seem clear that when Gemara says Shalayalu Bechayma, and Shalayalu Bechayma means that the entire Klal Yisrael together, he made a shvua, and not go to Yisrael. You didn't have to live in Chutz La'aretz till Mashiach comes. You could go to Yisrael. That's why they're both right. But it's clear. It says right here, Chayma is the only other place we have the word Chayma, referring to Yisrael. I'm actually surprised that nobody brings it there either. Okay. Rashi, you didn't refuse to go. What happened was Kodesh a year later changed his mind. Kodesh a year later then decided to change all of his rules. He says, no, whoever crossed the river can continue to throw the rest. You're stuck here in Babel. You can't go anymore. And he stopped paying the money and it caused a lot of problems. Everything changed after 1 year. And this prevented the Shechina from resting in the Bayi Sheni. We would be missing nothing in the Beis HaMikdash. We would have everything in the Beis HaMikdash. Bidalsis. Interesting, because they hid the Arun. Yeshi already hid the Arun. They were missing the five Kalim anyway, the Chesh and Mishpat. And that's why the Shechina wasn't there. So why is he having Tainus on the Eden not coming back? Well, the Chayda, they already had other reasons why the Shechina wasn't there. Not because of Kodesh. But this Gemara here says it because of Kodesh. We'll see. Bidal says, Shah, Sheyez, Boshne, Dalsa. We're talking about a big gate that has two doors there. Paseach Echad, V'chaved, Esegir. You leave one open, one closed. Kachalisim, because they only came halfway. Doesn't mean halfway, because only 42,000 Eden came. Even though there's a famous Ramban in the beginning of Megillah, who he learned that most of the Jews lived in Yisrael at that time. The whole story of Purim, he says, which is a fascinating Ramban, that most of the Jews lived in Yisrael and not in anywhere else. And that's why we have this Shushan Purim, that a city with walls around it, because that's where they even lived in Yisrael. Shadekev Shailib by Miktase Talas, Eichlase, the word Mitzvah, Miktase Kayim, the worm only eats part of it, and the part of it exists in Kachtas, Chazan Shchino, Hayasham, the Kulla Haya, part of it was there and part of it wasn't there. My Ed is, my name Shaltim Ed, when you compare to Cedar Tree, Omar, Ula, Samazgar, means Mikatasa, you Megadim if name, you crush it or you carve it from the inside. Shazam Gosham Talas, and there's a worm crawling there. My is a man of claim, a Loma Nimshala, Babai Shain, Likhir Mazgar, Linia Shriya, Shchin, if the Shchin is the rest. Just like in the cedar tree, a little bit is left over. Here also, we've got a little bit left over. We no longer have Uruch HaKadosh, we have Basker. Second one of Aitin. Ask him a question. I don't understand this whole story. Would he have talked to Rabbi Chana? The Gemara says that Ishlokish refused to talk to anybody in the streets because Ishlokish was such a person that he wouldn't talk to anybody unless he knew who they were. So people made a rule that if they saw Ishlokish talking to somebody, he must be an honest person. They would lend him money and he didn't have to bring any proof that he was an honest person. So Ishlokish made a policy. He would never talk to anybody in the street. Nobody can have tainest him. So how can he talk to Rabbi Chana? Who was considered the teacher of Yisrael because of Bukin, Nida, and everything else. Ishlokish would refuse to talk to him in public. Why? Demand the Mishtoid Ishlokish Bahadei Beshuk. Anybody that Ishlokish spoke public in the street, Yahav Le Iska, Bele Sadi, people would trust him and they would give him business without any witnesses whatsoever for his credibility, for his credit, and anything. Bahadei Rabba Babachal, Mishtoid Babachal is a much lower level than Abba Lazar. Abba Lazar was a prized Talmud of Rabbi Yechon Ishlokish, and he would talk to Abba Lazar. So the machlek is Hashem had learned it. Other Ritva and other Hashem learned it. Shadi means there's a third person in between. And Rashi learned substitute the names. What is Rashi learns? Oyde Shlokish have, even as Lok is Edi. Zeidi was the only person that the Shlokish spoke to in public because Zeidi was such a God fearing person that he was a high Madrega or equal to the Shlokish that the Shlokish didn't care if people trusted him because he deserved to be trusted. But no one else would he talk to. Or if it was Rabbi Chana, if you insist on saying it was Rabbi Chana who's the one who gave extending hand, then Rabbi Lazar. Then it was not Reish Lakish who said it. It was swimming. It was Rabbi Lazar swimming. It can't be that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Chana was there. But according to Ritva, Shadi Gavra Benai means there's a third person in between. That Zidi was the guy in between, and Rabbi Chana was the guy in the end. Or Rabbi Lazar was the guy in between, and Rabbi Chana was the guy in the end. Or Zidi was the guy in between, and Rabbi Lazar was the guy in the end. Rashi, Shadi Gavra Benayu, Oi, or Haroiches Tachlif, change the person who's swimming, Oi, Hapoishet Yad, or the person extending the hand. Eid Abshim Ben Lokish, Have Haroiches, Ishlokish, the guy who's swimming, then Zeidi Poshel Yad, was Zeidi. And Eid Abachonach Poshel Yad, if you insist, Abachonach is the one who stretched out the hand, then Rabbi Lazar Reiches, Rabbi Lazar was the one who did the begging. Says the mother, Kiyosa Kame Rabbi Yechanan, when he came before Rabbi Yechanan, Ishlokish came before Rabbi Yechanan, I told him over what he said. Amalei lava hain the timer. It's not, don't blame the people of Babel because they didn't come up with Chaymer. That's why the base of Major was not like silver. That was, that's why the base didn't have the Shechina there. I'll tell you why. Even if the entire Klal Yisrael would have came to Babel in the times of Ezra, lo habi shor Shechina Midrash sheni. The Shechina would not rest in the second base of Midrash. How do I know? For different reasons altogether. It says the Abish the Neach blessed over here. Yefes has had three sons. Shem Chama Yefes. Yafet Elikim LeYefes. The Abish would make beautiful for Yefes, but for Yishkin Baal Shem, you cannot have Lomit. Where would he rest in Baal Shem? The base of Migdash that Shem built, Shlaim Amel built. That's where the Abish will rest. Yafet LeYef, but Yefes will also build the base of Migdash. Kodesh came from Yefes, and it'll be a nicer base of Migdash than the first base of Migdash. Much larger, much nicer. But the Abish is not planning to rest there. But nothing to do with the Eden, whether they joined or they didn't join, to make a difference. So the mother, Ava got the Yafel, the Yafel is a nicer building, ain't a Shechina Shaira Baal Hashem. And Persians came from Yefes. And the mother will soon say, how do we know that? Rashi. They build it. The shechina did not rest only in the first base of Migdash. That Shleima built. Shleima came from Shem. Says the Gemara. How do you know the Persian came from Yefes? Maybe they came from Shem also. Maybe they came from Cham. How do you know they came from Yefes? The Chesiv, it says in the Pasik, B'nei Yefes, who were the children of Yefes? Goymer, Umogog, Umodai, V'yavon, V'tuvul, Umeshech, V'tiris. These were his children. Now we're going to tell you who they are. Goymer ze Germania. Now we don't know what Germania is, but the Vilna Gaon says over here, it's supposed to read Germania, Germany. But Yefes, this is Germany. But Germany in those days was much broader. Germany, the whole northern. In other words, what we're going to learn now is Cham took over Africa, Yefes took over Europe. And Shem was the Middle East. That's why everyone is Semitic. I've always wondered why people hate Eden or anti-Semitic, and people hate Arabs, and not called anti-Semitic, because Semitic is from Shem. All those are descendants from Shem. So the Arabs are just as much as Semitic as we are. So whoever coined it, didn't coin it correctly. So get a Magog, some want to say it's Canada. No, it isn't. There's no Canada those days. Candia is over there somewhere also in Europe there, top of Turkey. And Modaizu, Macedonia, which is Macedonia, which is right above Greece. Yovan Kimashma, Yovan is Greece. Tuvel is a base of Nike. It's also around there somewhere in that whole area. I'm not exactly sure of the map. Moshech is a Musia. A few years ago, we had Musia was the name of a Tanya. Musia ben Masia. But over here, Musia is the name of a place. And Titus, what's Titus? Pliya bar Rabsimai, who's this kid called Titus? What country did he take over? There's an argument, Rabsimai Rabban. I'm not saying Rabsimai Rabban. Chadama Azu Beis Taraiki. This is a place called Beis Taraiki. Chadama Azu Paras. And this is a Torah Beis Titus Paras. He said, learn Taka Titus Paras. So therefore, we see clearly from here that Paras came from Yefes. So that's what Paras said, Yafet Elikim Li Yefes. That Yefes is going to build a beautiful place for Hashem, but the Shechin is not going to rest there. So they build a beautiful second base of Midi, the Shechin didn't rest there at all. Rashi. No Rashi. By the Gemara, the next pasuk says, talking about the names of the kids, what areas they build. The next pasuk says, who were the children of Cush? Was Sachsa, Verama, Vesachticha. Sounds the same. Sachta and Sachticha. What are these places? Tony Rabbi Yose says, Sikisasan Giviyasa. The city of Kiyasa was in the inner city, the Kisasan Biriyasa, and also in the outer city. Between the inner city and the outer city was Meir Parsa, it was 100 Parsa, 400 mil. The Hekef and the circumference was Alpha Parsa, 1,000 mil. Rashi's Kiyasan, 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 but it sounded similar because they were next to each other. Asachsa, Vesachtachon Koi, Sheshmon Shah, the same name, Vemechoiz, there was a city, Mukiv, Harim, surrounded by cities. And the outer one, my kef is a premium around the inner ones, with a chayke premium, and the inner one was distant from the outer one in each direction, may a parsa, 100 parsa. The heck of a chitzayna, alva parsa, the outer one was 1,000 parsa. A little bit hard to understand then why does the pasuk bring the word verama in between? If sachsa and sachta are really next to each other, and one was the inner city, and one was, surrounded, the mountain surrounding it, so where did rama get in there? Why is rama there? Anyway. Another pasuk it says that he reaches Mamlachta Nimrod. The first of his kings was Babel. First he ruined over Babel, then over Erech, and then over the Avid, and then the Chalna, and then an Erechin. So we say, what are these places? Babel Kimashma. Babel is Iraq. Ered Zeirichus. So Ered Zeirichus is somewhere around there. Around there, and Kalno ze Goifer Ginfi. All these places around the Iraq area. I'm not sure exact locations. Big machlekes and all the people in Farshim where these places are. Mina Aretz Hahi Yatsa Asher. Asher left that land. What do you mean left that land? And he built himself Ninveh and Rechavis Eves Kalach. What do you mean he left that land? The Gemara says here, what's it? Rashi. He left that land. Rashi is very interesting thing. Mina Aretz Yatsa Asher left. Says Rashi, Shaloi Li is Batzadar Flog. He saw what was happening. He didn't want to participate in the Nimrod over there to Dera Flogger, so he left. He packed his bags and he didn't want to be there. Says the Gemara, Tanab Yosef, Asher is a Silik. This place called Asher is really Silik. Vayivan es Ninveh, build Ninveh, Ves Rechayv is here. Ninveh is like halfway between Iraq and Israel. And he built the wide cities, the Ves Kalach, Ninveh Kemashmai, where it is.
Rechavis Ir, the wide city there, Zuparas the Mission, that's called Paras of Mission, whatever that is. And Kalach Zuparas the Bursif, that's Parach of Bursif. Ves Rasan, and Rasan was Bein Nineveh, Ubein Kalach, was in between Nineveh and Kalach. It says, Hi Ha'ir HaGdor, that's the large city. Now we're not sure the three cities mentioned here. Mentioned Rasan, and it's between Nineveh and Kalach. So which is the large city? So he says there, first of all, Resen Zeak Tisfon. Resen is a place called Ktisfon, all in that area. This is all the road from Eretz Yisrael to Iraq. He Ha'ir HaGedol, that's the large city. Any day, I'm not sure, in Nineveh HaGedol, if Nineveh is the large city. Or Yim Resen Ir HaGedol, Resen is the large city. Kishraim, when he says, V'Nineveh Ha'ir HaGedol, it says another place, by Yain, it says that Nineveh was a large city today. It takes 3 days of traveling. Mahal Shlosh Yomim. The city is so large, from one end of the city to the other end of the city, it takes 3 days to travel. Nineveh is a great city. Says Gemara Vayter, V'shei Achiman, that the name of these are the giants. The shame of Achiman was, a little bit more Galatah, and then we talk about, tomorrow is all about Mezuzah. Interesting Gemara.